Phoebe. You, my dear sister, are Phoebe. My sister needed a real-life Phoebe Caulfield for her English class Catcher in the Rye project. Pointed the Polaroid at me. Click. Flash. I hadn't read Catcher in the Rye. I didn't know if I should feel flattered or insulted. All I knew was my sister found me annoying. She never hung out with me, never talked to me. Our bonding time was chasing each other with knives, ripping out chunks of hair, and the occasional ceasefire when our brother was being a major jerk. I used to steal all her things, clothes, food, books, especially her camera. She saw a kleptomaniac. I just wanted to be her. She has this fearlessness, this passion for justice, unrelenting drive that I was envious of. As we grew up, began to mature, the distance lessened. Petty fights turned into the deepest conversations, and car rides with endless laughter. She became my biggest supporter, encouraged me to write, to be friends with the smart girls, not the mean ones, because Sondag women are kind, and we are powerful. I called you Phoebe, because you have this ability to see people at their worst, and still have compassion, because you're authentic, and a little too stubborn. You keep me grounded, and you see all of me, even the messy parts, and you still call me your role model. When you finally read Catcher in the Rye, you'd understand why. I finally read Catcher in the Rye. Phoebe is kind, introspective, keeps holding grounded, just like I do for her. My sister and I still bicker like children, but she saw me with one click.